El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele said on Monday that he will not return Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a Maryland resident wrongly deported by the Trump administration, despite a U.S. Supreme Court order directing the government to facilitate his return. Abrego Garcia, a Venezuelan national married to a U.S. citizen and protected from deportation since 2019, was mistakenly removed from the United States last month and sent to El Salvador, where he is now being held in the country's maximum security mega prison known as SCOT. Bukele made the announcement during a high-profile Oval Office meeting with President Donald Trump, saying El Salvador would not hand Abrego Garcia back. "The question is preposterous. How can I smuggle a terrorist into the United States?" Bukele told reporters, echoing Trump's claim that Abrego Garcia is a member of the MS-13 gang. His lawyers deny the allegation, calling it baseless and politically motivated. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by New York Post, at NYPost. Despite the Supreme Court's ruling last week that the administration must facilitate and effectuate the return of Abrego Garcia, the Trump administration insists it cannot comply. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi said the government could provide a plane, but that the final decision lies with El Salvador. DHS officials argued in court filings that the U.S. does not have the authority to forcibly extract an alien from the custody of a foreign sovereign. Legal scholars, however, contend that the administration is sidestepping the order. "It's very obvious they could get him released if they wanted to," said constitutional law professor Ilya Salman. Critics say the Trump administration is leveraging its alliance with Bukele to sidestep judicial rulings and pursue mass deportations with limited legal oversight. Abrego Garcia was among over 260 migrants, including Venezuelans and Salvadorans, deported to El Salvador under an agreement with Bukele that the Trump administration has promoted as a model for regional security cooperation. As part of the deal, El Salvador is reportedly receiving $20,000 per detainee annually, with the most recent transfers valued at over $6 million. The controversial policy has come under scrutiny due to SCOT's harsh conditions. The facility, built in 2022 as part of Bukele's war on gangs, has been condemned by human rights groups for mass detentions, lack of due process, and alleged abuse. Migrants sleep on metal bunks in overcrowded, windowless cells with minimal water access and no legal representation. In Washington, Trump praised Bukele's efforts and suggested expanding deportations, even of violent U.S. citizens, to El Salvador. "We have homegrown criminals who are absolute monsters," Trump said. "I'd like to include them in the group, but we'll have to look at the laws."